Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us, the former NFLer. Of course, Keyshawn, J. and Zubin debuts Mondays from 6 to 10 a.m. on WEEI ESPN 850 and across the ESPN radio across the country. And Keyshawn joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Keyshawn, Mutt, and Lou, how you doing, man?
What's happening, man? Wait, hold on. Before we even get started,
yeah.
y'all aren't the two knuckleheads that was ripping on Cam a couple weeks ago, right?
No, they'll be the guys across the street, actually, in this town.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I know who I'm talking to.
Well, how did you feel about that? I'm sure, obviously, you heard about it. The idea that people wouldn't accept Cam Newton's antics.
Yeah, but that wasn't even a word. They used a word that, to me, was just ridiculous, but I'm glad it's not y'all, but everybody got their own view in life about what things are. And so, you know, I put it this way. I look at it different than most people probably. I mean, you know, it's like those type of dudes like that. I just put it this way. I'm glad I'm not talking to them and I'm talking to y'all. How about that?
So that wasn't us, Keyshawn, but we obviously have talked about Cam Newton literally every day for a month now. I'm dying to know what you think about the fit as a player, Cam Newton replacing Tom Brady here in New England.
You want me to laugh right now? Tom Brady is gone to Tampa Bay and Cam Newton is in New England fighting for the starting quarterback job. Isn't that funny?
Wait. Listen, I'm in agreement with you because I think it is a joke to think that Jared Stidham is actually in a competition for the starting quarterback job over Cam Newton. And I think only people in New England kind of feel that way because they just sort of drank the Kool-Aid and how good Stidham could be when he was the only guy.
When I first heard it, it's like, oh, yeah, Cam's going to come in. You know, all the reporters, he signed. Oh, it's not guaranteed. I'm like, man, if y'all don't stop with that, he's not guaranteed. Yeah, wink, wink, sure. And look, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a great fit. I think that the beauty of Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick is, you know, I wasn't a huge Josh McDaniels head coaching fan when he was in Denver. But I like what he does from an offensive standpoint and putting people in the right position to make plays and taking advantage of mismatches and doing some of those sort of things. I think he's really good at doing that. But I also think that he's been around Bill so long that he's going to know what to do with a guy like Cam Newton. Isn't it interesting, and maybe you never thought of this, but I'm going to get you to think about it now. Isn't it interesting that for the first time in 20 years, you'll see a different quarterback for the entire season take the snap from underneath center other than Tom Brady? This would be the first time if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a short that because Matt Castle didn't start the year.
Right, game one,
but
yeah.
So when you look at it, you go to yourself, you go, what if Bill Belichick had an entire year with a different quarterback other than Tom Brady? What would it look like? Well, we saw for the most part what 11-5 with Matt Castle, right? So yeah. You look at that, you go, interesting. And that's the way I look at it. I go, what would that look like? Now he gets Cam Newton in his lap, and if he went 11-5 or whatever the record was with Matt Castle, and Cam Newton is way better than Matt Castle ever was, that they going to work magic together. It's not going to be the same, you know, offensively. It's going to be designed differently. But they got something to work with that they never had before, and now they get an opportunity to make adjustments and not try to plug him in as a plug and go like they would do at other positions.
And it opens up a playbook, right? You talk about Josh McDaniels calling plays. We're going to see a quarterback do things that Brady never could.
It's not necessarily opening up the playbook. It's giving you an opportunity to do different things.
Yeah.
Because Tom Brady certainly does things different in probably better than Cam Newton in certain situations. But I can almost guarantee you Cam Newton does things way more superior than Tom Brady ever would. And I ain't just talking about running. I'm talking about being able to escape the pocket, being able to buy more time, all of those sort of things that is a gift that's given to him that wasn't given to Tom Brady, which is his legs and his strength and all of those sort of things. So when you're a coach and you have that at your disposal, you utilize that. And you say, okay, instead of this particular play on 2nd and 9 that I would do with Tom Brady, because I have Cam Newton, I could call this play that I wish I could have called with Tom Brady.
Okay, well, to that end, Keyshawn Johnson joining us. You've accentuated a couple times, 11-5 with Castle, sort of mocking Matt Castle. Are you trying to insinuate that Brady was sort of a product of Bill and the Patriots?
No. What I'm saying is when you have a guy that you can work with the entire year, you can do things opposed to shuffling quarterbacks in and out. Bill and them didn't have to worry about that. This is the first time that they will have a new quarterback in 20 years that they now can take from the beginning to the end and mold him the way that they want to use him. Now you follow me?
Yeah.
Did I make myself even more clear?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what I was saying.
So Keyshawn,
certainly Matt Castle did some things to win those games. But Matt Castle ain't Tom Brady, and he's showing the hell ain't Cam Newton.
All right, we're talking to Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, we were just, before the break, we're talking about Julian Edelman. Now, we know that slot receiver, I mean, it's very important for Brady. Obviously, Edelman important for Brady as well, back and forth. But what do you expect out of him? Do you look at him as a guy that is still a very good wide receiver in this league, or do you put a lot of that on what Brady made him?
No. I put it on. Well, first of all, he learned how to play the position.
Yeah.
So he now has become a natural slot receiver for what New England Patriots would like to do. There was a chemistry there with Tom Brady. Wes Welker was there with Tom Brady. Troy Brown was there with Tom Brady. So, you know, when you look at Wes Welker, you look at Julian Edelman, you look at some of that style receiver, Julian Edelman is the best of those guys that I just named. He learned how to play the position. And so learning how to play that position takes a lot. And he'll be able to benefit from a number of things that, let's just say, a Cam Newton is going to be able to do, like extending the plays, doing those sort of things. Julian Edelman is a pretty good athlete. I mean, he does some stuff. I remember in the Super Bowl, he ran a pivot route on the outside numbers, and he killed, K-I-L-T, the dude. He didn't kill him. He killed him when he ran that route. Broke him all the way down. This was, I believe it might have been his first Super Bowl appearance. And I was like, damn, he just worked that dude. And so when you look at that, you go, okay. Now, you certainly would like to have that guy with you. Now, whether or not he's slowing down and all of that sort of stuff is something else to be seen. But he's certainly a plus for Cam Newton as a security blanket to have on this team.
Did you see a lot of N'Keal Harry at Arizona State in his year one with the Patriots, Keyshawn? Because there's a lot of expected of him as a first-round pick. And I don't know what to expect given he was hurt for half the year. When he did play, they used him almost in more running the ball in times off the end. They did at receiver. What were your thoughts on him and his role here in year two with Cam Newton?
You know, he was at Arizona State. He was okay. He was nothing. He's like nothing special. He had great size. He can run well for a big dude, but he didn't strike the fear of God in me. I think he could benefit by staying healthy, getting his head in the playbook, being a big red zone target, those sort of things. I think those things can go a long, long way. Outside of that, I need to see a little bit more from him.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, a lot of talk, too. Obviously, Bill Belichick, right? Everybody knows Bill. Everybody knows the style, the Patriot way, whatever the hell you want to call it. And there's been discussions about Cam and Bill. You know, will they mix? Is that something as a player? Like, I don't know if you ever thought about, would you and Bill ever mix, you know, if you played for Bill Belichick? How do you think that works with Cam? And maybe even for yourself, if that ever happened.
Well, I think Belichick knows how to handle – Bill Belichick's had different personalities before.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is not the first different person. The man coached Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. He coached Corey Dillon and Randy Moss. So he's been around 17,000 years. So he knows personalities. I think a lot of times too many people – not just New England, but on the outside, get caught up in the Patriot way. And there is no Patriot way. If you're winning and the coach is coaching and you believe in what that coach is doing and they're showing you that they're winning, there's no problems. If you go back and you think about all of the players that joined the New England Patriots, think about what type of teams they was coming from.
Yeah,
just Corey Dillon was coming from the sad Cincinnati Bengals. So sad, right?
Yeah.
So sad. He went to a program that he knew, man, I'm getting ready to win. So there was no issues. Randy Moss, sad Raiders, so sad. And then he goes to New England, no issues. Because I'm winning. I understand that this coach ain't just selling me a bag of goods as a used car salesman. He actually knows what the hell he's talking about. And this is what's getting ready to happen with Cam Newton. So there's no issues.
Well, the one issue the league's going to have, Keyshawn, is no games here in the preseason, a weird preseason. What's the football going to look like in a month when they get going here in 4 weeks on Thursday Night Football to kick it off Chiefs and Texans? With no real heavy preseason, what is it going to look like for us as fans?
Say it to me one more time.
With no preseason games, do you think that football will look a little sloppy, so to speak, to start the year with a weird preseason with the COVID-19 looming in the NFL this year?
No, I don't think so. It always starts off kind of slow and sloppy, even with preseason. No one wants to play preseason. The Rams went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and none of the starters ever played a snap. So, I don't think you need preseason. Some coaches like it because they're coaches, and you know how coaches are. They want to coach. No matter what the situation is. And so, and then there's others that, like Sean McVay, said, nah, I'm good. I don't need it. So it's like, it just depends because the play is going to be sloppy in the beginning regardless.
Yeah. So, Keisha, I'm wondering, what do you expect to see down in Tampa? Not just from Brady, but Rob Gronkowski taking a year off, getting back into the swing of things. What are you expecting out of those two?
I think it'll be cool. I don't know the health of Gronkowski. I don't know if he's fully healed and healthy and his mind is right and he wants to do it. But if he is, he's going to be a beast and a monster. People remember him in New England at the end. So that's what they're going to remember. So they're going to challenge him to see if he still is Rob Gronkowski of 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, Keyshawn, just to be clear, you're not predicting Jared Stidham to beat out Cam Newton for the quarterback spot here in New England.
Now, you almost just had me hang up on you for that. Do you honestly think in your wildest imaginations and dreams that any quarterback is going underneath that center other than Cam Newton?
I don't.
In week one.
Barring an injury that's still looming from last year in Carolina?
Talking,
no.
We're talking about clear, healthy. That's all we talk about.
No. The answer's no.
No, I don't.
No, of course not. It's Cam Newton's job to lose. Absolutely.
Well, hey, man. Hey, you, everybody across the street, as you say, thinks different.
That's true.
Well, that's right? why he called
all
in
your
here.
All your little buddies, your sidekicks across the street that I seen you getting coffee with the other day, they all think different.
You don't have that on record. He is Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn J and Zubin debuts Monday, weekday 6 to 10 on ESPN Radio and on 850 AM WEEI here in Boston. Keyshawn, great stuff, man. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Keyshawn Johnson joining us here on the Harbor.
This is going to be an open hotline. Competition.
I wish Glenn was here.
Keyshawn, no, I think you make a lot of good points.
We should have. But the injury. You see how he quickly said, forget about the injury. Stop talking about it. He's been trying to tell Glenn that for a month and a half.
We should have queued up Glenn on tape. Say, oh, we have our update guy has a question for you, Keyshawn.
Glenn, yeah. Tyler, call him back.
But you got to include the injury.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.